This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Good morning, Vic. How are you?
Good morning, Kath. I am well, thank you. Good to talk to you today.
Always good to speak to you. I never miss your report with Howard. Vic, can we talk about the new hate crimes bill in Australia? Why was there need for a new hate crimes bill?
So, a new hate crimes bill has been sort of cooking or bubbling along. Discussion about it has been bubbling along for some time now. When I say for some time, I'm talking about for several months, and also post October 7, it's become clear that the laws which are in existence in different states and nationally are seemingly not fit for purpose. In other words, there have been people, and has been reported globally, who have been yelling all sorts of hate speech, vitriolic speech, and threatening speech, and yet without recourse from the law, without arrest, etc., etc. And so, just a couple of days ago now, the Federal Attorney General, who in brackets is actually a member of the Jewish community, his name is Mark Dreyfus, he presented a new bill in the Federal Parliament in Canberra, which was criminal penalties for threatening force or violence towards minority groups. He brought it to the lower house, and it will now go to the Senate for review. The problem from the Jewish community's point of view is that the plan, the proposed, falls short of the reforms which are needed. According to one of the Jewish leaders, quote, criminal prosecutions will still not be possible for the kind of ugly, menacing behavior that occurred last October outside the Sydney Opera House when protesters chanted, and it's still up for dispute whether they chanted, "Where's the Jews?" and "F the Jews," and other grossly anti-Semitic slogans. And nor will it be possible to prosecute hate preachers who have been calling for, quote, a final solution against the Jews, and who have described Jews in some cases as bloodthirsty, treacherous, criminals, etc., etc. So it's, yes, while it's a positive that there is a bill being looked at and discussed and reviewed, it is certainly concerning to our community that it does not go far enough. And so what is hoped for now is that when it gets to the Senate, which is the next level of inquiry, that the Senate discussion will focus on these deficiencies and lead to further reforms.
Crazy. I still need to pinch myself sometimes to think that we're actually having these conversations. You know, some of the most open, tolerant societies in the world have become these beds of Jew hate. It's incredible, Vic. It is absolutely incredible.
It is incredible. And maybe, you know, that point you just said, maybe that right there is where there needs to be a focus. In other words, the fact that we, as in Australia, and then you think of Canada and France, countries which have been very, and I've been a multicultural forever, it's part of my DNA. However, you know, are we too open? Anything, fair game for, you know, that you can do or say whatever it is that you like. So your point is spot on.
Yeah.
Why is it that we continue to have these discussions and this focus in a country which has, I have to say, over and over and over, you listen to speeches by politicians, praise this country as, quote unquote, one of the most successful multicultural nations in the world. Well, that multiculturalism is being tested like never before, and that's a massive concern.
Which leads me to another story that you and I actually were going to talk about, but we ran out of time last week. This pro-Palestinian protest outside a Jewish school. What Jewish school was it? And was it pro-Palestine or was it anti-Israel? They aren't the same thing.
So the school is Carmel School in Perth. Now, Perth has got a small community, Jewish community, of approximately 10,000, half of whom approximately are former South Africans. So, you know, the joke is when the Springboks play in Perth, it's a home game for them. because they get so much support from the locals. That said, there was a protest, a pro-Palestinian protest outside the school. Now, if you want to protest in the streets, if that's what you feel you need to do, go ahead and do it. But to target school children is outrageous. And, you know, school children should be left alone and not be subjected to the hate speech which invariably becomes part of these protests. The good news was that the police moved protesters on to the other side of the road away from the school and then dispersed them. So the response from the police, from the authorities, was the right one. And so it's what happened. I should mention the school joins the hub that includes the Holocaust Center and also the Maccabean, which is a Jewish newspaper in Britain. So,
yeah, Vic, look, I don't know if you are moving around, but we're starting to lose you. Yeah, it's a very strange connection. So that's where we're going to leave it, because you know, it's just not a great connection. But thank you so much, and always a pleasure to speak to you. Stay safe.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye bye. That's Vic Aladev. He's the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.